Southeast Asia suffered an unpleasant flashback earlier today when a strong earthquake struck off the coast of the island of Sumatra. There are reports of casualties. There are stories of people fleeing into the streets of the tsunami-ravaged Indonesian city of Banda Aceh. And in Malaysia, police went door-to-door in coastal areas evacuating residents. NPR science correspondent Chris Joyce joins us in the studio for more about the quake. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, John.
What's the latest information?
The quake struck 125 miles off the coast of Sumatra. This is about 110 miles southeast of the original, the quake of December 26th. It struck about 11.09 p.m. Local time. That's about 3.5 hours ago Eastern time. Initially, the geologists at the U.S. Geological Survey said they thought it was an 8.2 magnitude. Now they say 8.7. That could change again, but for a comparison, that's about three times less powerful than the December 26th quake. However, that's still a very big earthquake.
Any relationship to the December 26th earthquake?
Yes, indeed. In fact, it was along, they believe, the same fault. It's an undersea fault known as the Sunda Trench. It's where two tectonic plates come together, these big plates that make up the Earth's crust. And there, in fact, have been warnings from scientists. We reported last week that some scientists had said they have calculated that they were expecting another quake in the region anytime within months or years. They couldn't tell when. And the reason is that a large quake like the one that hit in December, that was a 9.2, the second largest in history, they can release tension along some parts of a fault, but they can also raise tension. And they fully believe that the tensions that had been raised by the last quake could release. They just didn't know exactly where, and this could very well be that situation. And they also emphasize that they really need now to look at aftershocks, because that can tell them whether this could be the beginning of a cascade, because it could also, of course, release tension with this quake, but then raise it somewhere else further down south.
Any tsunami activity reported yet?
There, I have seen some reports of a small tsunami hitting the Cocos Islands. The Cocos Islands are south, I can't give you the exact distance, but several hundred miles at least south, or pretty much due south of where the epicenter of the quake was. Ironically, the Cocos Islands are where a seismic station is in the global network, but it was a small tsunami reported there. It does seem to confirm, though, some of the speculation that came out of the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center about an hour ago, which was that they thought that this quake might send a tsunami, if it created one, south and possibly north rather than east and west, as the tsunami in December occurred. And that also bears out the fact that, as far as I know, we haven't heard of a tsunami hitting Sumatra, which lies directly to the east of this quake.
Of course, we all remember there was some confusion right in the aftermath of the earthquake back in December, and scientists didn't call government officials right away, and there weren't government officials to call, and there weren't the reporting systems that needed to be there. Were the scientists or the governments any better prepared this time?
They say they are. Of course, it remains to be seen. It depends on how much damage this has created. The reports are still pretty preliminary. But certainly the people at the U.S. Geological Survey say that they are better prepared. Their lines of communication are better. They put out almost twice as many emails as they put out. They have an automatic email system to people around the world. And they say that many of these new emails that they're sending out are to people in Southeast Asia and places around the Indian Ocean who were not informed immediately the last time around.
Thank you for joining us, NPR's Chris Joyce.
Glad to be here.
There's a map of the affected region on our website.